Bulgaria's industrial heartland. A mix of Soviet-era architecture and air-polluting factories. Pernik has the dirtiest air in the European Union, and anti-corruption activists say the vote here stinks too. It's one among a number of towns where business leaders are accused of paying off voters to protect a deeply entrenched system of official corruption and patronage.
Money is always missing and really visible for the people to see that the money are going somewhere but not in the citizens. What we would like to see, better future for the young ones. We want to see that the government is taking care of our parents.
Public protests against corruption last year brought an end to former Prime Minister Boyko Borisov's decade in power. This is the man who's promised to make a difference. Kirill Petkov, one of two Harvard-educated economists whose party, Continue the Change, looks set, according to preliminary results, to lead an anti-corruption alliance.
Are you the fresh face of Bulgarian politics, the big hope of Brussels, the leaders in Brussels who want to see the page turned on corruption here?
I think I'm the fresh face for the Bulgarian voters because our whole election campaign started with zero corruption. Not less corruption, not decreased corruption, zero corruption. If we are able today to be, after today, to be in position of power, we would love to create such a strong agency that corruption becomes the opposite brand for Bulgaria.
Those are lofty aims. Removing the stench of corruption will be an enormous task. A system of oligarchy, patronage and power built up over many years, helping to ensure that Bulgaria has remained the EU's poorest member. Vested interests like this won't like it, of course, but the third election this year offers at least the hope, if parties can finally work together, of change. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Sofia.